You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Well, we've seen the rain on a sunny day, and I'm afraid that's what's happening today. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to talk about the risk of flooding on some local rivers as we head into another rainy stretch. First, let's hear some details on the forecast for the next few days. Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning. Well, first today, we have a series of showers that are coming through this morning. And this is showers and sun breaks, very, very typical after a front passed by as it did yesterday. And we have this cold air getting over warm water and the thing starts percolating up. And so we have that showery regime. And so that's going to be a story today. There'll be breaks and there'll be rain. Temperatures getting up into the mid to upper 50s for most people. So, you know, okay. Then Saturday, another shower and sun break day. There'll be some showers. There'll be plenty of breaks tomorrow, but there'll be showers, particularly in the mountains. Temperatures, again, in the upper 50s. Now, later on Saturday, an upper-level trough will come through. That causes lift in clouds, and so we will see showers increasing Saturday night into Sunday morning. So there'll definitely be some rain from that. So Sunday will probably be a mixed bag. Good chance for a Puget Sound convergence zone north of the city, some rain there, showers once in a while. So again, another mediocre day, temperatures below normal, maybe 56 or 55. Now, I hate to say this, but then later on Monday into Tuesday morning, a really strong upper level trough comes through and there'll be even more rain. Now, this is all very depressing, except for the fact, if you go beyond that, there's a major change in weather regime. High pressure will build over the eastern Pacific. And believe it or not, I think it's going to be in place for at least a week. So starting later on Tuesday, going into the weekend, I expect us to warm up, dry out with absolutely beautiful conditions. So really something to look forward to.
Great. So on Mother's Day, moms, don't get depressed. The sun's coming. We just got to hang on for it. Cliff, you're blogging recently about flooding, but the flooding doesn't really necessarily come from all the rain, correct?
That's right. This is a traditional flood season in eastern Washington, on the many of the rivers there, also rivers in Montana and Idaho, and the Columbia, because it drains from eastern Washington as well. So what happens is, years that we have a good snowpack, like this one, particularly with a good low-level snowpack, as we have right now, we start getting into periods in May where the temperatures warm up dramatically. And so we get a surge of snowmelt that cascades into the rivers. And that is exactly what happened last week and into this week. So we started the end of April, or we end of April had really tremendous snowpack. We're talking about 120 to 200% of normal over much of the Northwest. So the snowpack was very high. And then we had this warm front that came through on the 4th and 5th of May. And that caused the freezing levels to come. Temperatures surged, got into the 70s here. Remember that? And into the mid 80s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Washington.
It was wonderful.
Remember that warming?
Yeah.
And so we had that warming, which actually had a little bit of precipitation with it. And that really pushed things over because, you know, when the temperatures, the freezing level was up way high. And so the snow melted very quickly. So rivers like the Natchez in eastern Washington, it went above flood stage. Rivers all over Idaho and Montana went to flood stage, and others are bankful. Even the Columbia River, which drains off from eastern Washington and British Columbia, that has surged up as well to being near bankful. So it's an amazing situation, but it isn't that unusual.
Yeah, in fact, there's some historic floods that have taken place around this time of year.
That's right. And it used to be worse because now we have a series of dams that actually can hold some of the water back. But if you go back a long time ago, before we had the dams, then this water would just surge out. maybe the greatest flood that ever happened was in 1894, where we had a really big snowpack. It warmed up very rapidly, and there was an event that took out the town of Cascade on the Columbia River. I mean, in Portland, the water levels went up to like 30 feet above normal in the river. It was just amazing. And then we had the 1948 Vanport flood. That was a very well-known flood. There was a town called Vanport near Portland, and that was destroyed, and several people were killed by a spring flood. So spring floods are serious issues around here, and you don't necessarily need to have any precipitation. Just sudden warming is enough to do it.
Interesting stuff, and I'm going to put on a life jacket and think about river rafting soon. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy. And one more thing. You know, people have to be very careful if they go into the rivers this time of the year. They're cold, they're running fast, it's dangerous, and some people can get hurt if they're not careful in playing around in the rivers.
Absolutely, and definitely the life jacket. Thanks, Cliff.
Take care, Bellamy.
Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where we dig big clams. 88.5 KNKX. Dig it on knkx.org and NPR One.